Hero security guard killed in gunfight with Buffalo mass shooter, police say. By Nick Gilbertson on May 15, 2022. A retired police officer, killed in Saturday's mass shooting at a Buffalo, New York grocery store, is being revered as a hero for his efforts to protect innocent shoppers from the callous gunman, who, authorities say, shot 13 people, including 10 fatally. Information on the victims of this tragedy is limited. However, we know Aaron Salter, a retired Buffalo police officer working as a security guard, was killed trying to protect those inside the grocery store, YFB reported. We've also learned that 86-year-old Ruth Whitfield was killed in the attack. At a press conference Saturday, Buffalo Police Commissioner Joseph Gramaglia said the 18-year-old white male suspect, now identified as Peyton Gendron, entered the Tops Friendly Market after shooting 4 victims in the parking, including 3 who died, Breitbart News noted. After entering the store, an exchange of gunfire ensued between Gendron and Salter, Gramaglia said. Salter was able to strike the suspect with at least one gunshot, but the gunman's armor plating shielded him from the bullet, according to Gramaglia. The suspect then killed the security guard and moved through the store, shooting other individuals, Breitbart News reported. Gramaglia called Salter a hero in our eyes, according to YFB. I had the pleasure of knowing him, great guy, well-respected, well-liked. This is just horrific. It's tragic. I don't know what other words to describe it, said John Evans, Buffalo Police Benevolent Association president, according to the outlet. He added that the Buffalo Police Department had extended its condolences to the retired officer's family. YFB reported that Ruth Whitfield's son, Darnell Whitfield, is a former Buffalo fire commissioner. Gendron is from Conklin, New York, some 200 miles from Buffalo, the Associated Press, AP, noted. Police said 11 of the victims were black and 2 were white, adding that the suspected gunman live-streamed part of the horrific act on the streaming service Twitch, according to the AP. Online inmate records in the New York State Penal Law Code show that Gendron has been charged with the first-degree murder of multiple victims during the same criminal transaction. This is the worst nightmare that any community can face, and we are hurting and we are seething right now, said Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown at the news conference, according to the AP. The depth of pain that families are feeling and that all of us are feeling right now cannot even be explained.